Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Eisen. They all say no, nothing doing. You can't make such a frosh like this, it's no good. And the reason is why, Rashi Eisrin, the Armenian we say, Gzeira Shem Yibokanoi. They're afraid maybe the barrel will break by tomorrow. For Lo Yovla De Breira. And tomorrow you'll never have the wine around to separate, to take out the two mugim of for Truma. The Nimsa comes out, Chase the Tolem, comes out that yesterday, when you drank the wine, the Truma was not even Chal. So therefore those things are like Tevel. Because the whole what the Truma is, that right now you have the barrel of 100 lugim. And you're only saying in your mind that whatever I be mafresh tomorrow should be truma. That's only if you do a ma'isa prosha tomorrow, if the barrel is still around tomorrow, and there's still wine here, you pour off the truma tomorrow. So you say what you did tomorrow helps for right now. But let's say by tomorrow the whole barrel broke, and the wine spilled out. So when it comes tomorrow, you're not going to do a ma'isa prosha. You're not separating the truma. So there's nothing doing. You can't say today when you drank the wine, we look as if the truma is separated. There's nothing doing. You never made a separation the next day. So if you're afraid that the barrel will break, then you're not allowed to drink the wine right now. Because you can't be certain to say that tomorrow you're going to separate the wine and ask an help for now. Maybe the barrel won't be here tomorrow. So that's a Yehuda Shita. So in other words, this is doima to the case of Shema Yomus. We're afraid like maybe the barrel will die. That's a Yehuda Shita. This is what Abai himself says. Abai from the Gemara Gittin says, I had a steer in the Gemara Gittin. So Abai says, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, I'm afraid maybe the husband will die. Where's my raya? Where's my proof? Rabbi Yehuda holds that. From this and here. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't drink the wine today and be saimach on that tomorrow you'll be mafreshit. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm afraid maybe the barrel will break. And that's daimah, you're afraid it will die. So Rabbi Yehuda says you are afraid maybe it will die, the barrel will break. That's why this price that says that the husband goes away, the wife cannot eat truma right away, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're afraid maybe he'll die right away. Ma'ashen Kain, the first Mishnah that says, we're not afraid the husband dies, that goes according to Rabbi Meir here, that says by the Safrosh truma, yes, you're allowed to drink the wine right now. Because you don't have to be afraid the barrel is going to break tomorrow. No, I'm not afraid the barrel will die. The barrel is here today, the barrel will be around tomorrow, and tomorrow for sure I'm going to pour off two lugim. And those lugim will be truma. So mainly it's like chal, that those are the two lugim of truma, and what you're drinking today is not called truma. So mainly this is the steer in Abaya. How can Abaya say by us that machloek is to use an animal for the wall of a sukkah? That's where Meir says, v'chashin lemisa, that's where Meir shita. Abaya himself just got finished proving that Meir shita here, by akrosh truma, is we're not afraid the barrel will break. And who then we're not afraid the husband will die. You see, Rav Meir Shita is, we're not afraid something will die. If so, why does Rav Meir say you can't use an animal for the wall of the sukkah? Like, it's a kasha and abaya, steer and abaya. So Gemara answers, Enach Nami Epoch. Change around the way abaya, what abaya said. Now what? Rav Meir is chayishin lemisa. Rav Meir is the one that is chayish lemisa. Rav Yehuda lechayish lemisa. In other words, when abaya went to answer the steer in the Gemara and Gittin, say abaya changed like this. That Abaya still holds the way he said in our Gemara and Sukkah here. That Ramey is the one that says Chashin Lamisa. That's what Ramey says, you can't use an animal for the wall of a Sukkah. We're afraid maybe it's going to die. So Adin, that's what the second Brisa says. We're afraid the husband is going to die. That goes according to Ramey. In other words, change around the second Abaya what he said. That Ramey attack is the one that says we're afraid he's going to die. Therefore, the second Brisa that says the wife is not allowed to eat Truma goes according to Ramey. He says, Epa. Rav Meir Chashin Lamisa. The second Brisa that says that we're afraid the husband is going to die, therefore the wife cannot eat Truma right now, goes according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Lechayish Lamisa. Mashenka, the first Mishnah that says that Abbas Yisrael, this is Lekayin, and the husband went away, that we're not afraid he's dead, that she's allowed to eat Truma, that goes according to Rav Yehuda Shita. That Rav Yehuda is Lechashin Lamisa. Just like Rav Yehuda says by Sukkah here. Rav Yehuda Shita is, you're allowed to use an animal for the wall of the sukkah. Because we're not afraid the animal will die. So far we answer the steer in Abaya. There's no steer in Abaya now. Abaya said the same thing twice. That Rav Meir is Chashin and Lamisa, we are afraid he'll die. The animal will die. Mashenka and Rav Yehuda, no, we're not afraid the wall will cave in. The animal will die. We're not afraid the husband will die. So we answered Abaya. We're afraid the Gemara about Koponim. This is what Abaya says, and now the Tanya. Abaya proves himself. In other words, we're changing around what Abaya said. Abai is answering the theory of the Gemara in Gittin, and he proves that Ramei is the one that says, I am Cheshish Lemisa. What's my Rai? Abai says, Atanya. Collect now Gemara. Ois osa lebeim adayf in the sukkah. If somebody uses the animal to be the wool for a sukkah, is Ramei a poisel? Ramei says it's no good. We have Yehuda Machshav. Yehuda says, yes, it is good. And why? Because Ramei is afraid maybe the animal will die. So you see, Ramei holds Cheshish Lemisa. That's why the animal, the sukkah, is no good. And the Yehuda says, no, we're not afraid the animal will die. Therefore, the Mishnah that says the husband, we're not afraid he'll die, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the other din that says we are afraid the husband will die, goes according to Rameya. So now there's no steering now in Abaya. But for the Gemara, though, Kasha the Rameya, the Rameya. But now before we have a steering in Rameya's halachim, from this last halach of Truma. Like this din is still true. Rameya still says here that you're allowed to drink the Truma right now. So the question is, if Rameya is afraid, Lemisa, Ramei is afraid the animal will die. Ramei is afraid when the husband went on a trip, maybe he's dead. So here also, how does Ramei say now, if you have your whole barrel of wine right now, and you're saying that tomorrow I'm going to be mafresh to Truma. So maybe you have a right to drink the wine right now. Because you say for sure tomorrow he's going to separate the wine. Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the wine will break, the barrel will break, and there won't be any wine around tomorrow. Why aren't you chashed Lemisa? It's a steer in Ramei. If you're telling me that Ramei holds, yes, we are Cheshit Lemisa, so how can he say here, we're not afraid, the barrel will break? So my answer is no kasha. Omalach Ramei says like this, Misa Shchicha, yes, I'm afraid a man will die, I'm afraid an animal will die, everybody is safe for Lomus, maybe they'll die, it could happen, they'll die now. Mashenken, Bikiyas Hanoid Lo Shchicha, but for a barrel of wine to bust, to break, that's not Shchicha, that's not probable to happen. You know why? Ev Shad the Moslem Lashemer. In other words, you could watch it. Be very careful with it. It doesn't have to die. It doesn't have a neshama to say the Malach HaMavos take away its neshama. So something has to happen for it to break. But if you're going to watch it, put away, lock it up in a good place, there's no reason to say it's going to break. Therefore, a barrel to break, it's not shchiach. Watch it. Make somebody a shema there. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the wine right now, because we have a right to say 100% tomorrow, you'll be mafresh. Pour off the two lugim for truma, and that's the truma. So it came out, what you drank today was only a chulin and nothing wrong. So that's a teres to Rav Meir. So the Mara though good of a kasha Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, but I have a theory now in Rav Yehuda. Bayos Rav Yehuda says, we're not chashin lemisa. We're not afraid the husband's going to die. We're not afraid the animal's going to die. Therefore, you're allowed to put the schach on top of the animal. So Bezoi, why does Rav Yehuda say here, you can't drink from the wine? What are you telling me? Because you're afraid maybe the barrel will die. Why are you afraid the barrel will die? If you're not afraid Lemisa, so for sure you should not be afraid the barrel will die. And we just said according to Rameya, you could watch the barrel. So it's less shchiach, it's less probable for the barrel to break than it is for the person to die. So if Yehuda says, I'm not afraid the person will die, he should not be afraid maybe the barrel will break. So Marzal Enechanami, time at Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum dechayish lepkiyas noin. That's not the reasoning why Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to drink this wine. It's not the pshat because he holds, I'm afraid, maybe the barrel will break. No, Rabbi Yehuda has a different reason why he says, you can't drink from the wine right now. Ela mishum de les le brera, the chlal. He does know from the whole yisai de brera. Lemaisa, right now you have your barrel of wine that has inside it truma. Or it's tevel akoparim, you have a barrel of 100 lugamia. It's tevel. Now what's your right to eat it? Because he's saying, I want 2 lugim to be truma. And I smach that tomorrow I'll be mafreshit. So the separating tomorrow, you want to say it helps for now, that's totally in Breira. We have Yehuda Shitvis, I don't know for this side of Breira. Right now, Lamaisi didn't separate it. Right now, it's Tevil. Oh, that's what Machlokes is showing him. Possibly, the whole ain't Breira, so nothing is Chal right now. It's not much Tevil. You're not allowed to drink the wine right now. You have Tevil, you can't drink the wine. That's the Yehuda Shita. Not because the Yehuda is afraid maybe the barrel will break. Even if the barrel does not break, and even if tomorrow you can separate the wine, tomorrow when you separate the wine, then you're allowed to drink the wine. But today you didn't separate the wine right now, you can't drink the wine. He does know from this new halacha breira to say, what I separate tomorrow helps as if it's separated today. That's where he does know from. Elamishum, the last leg breira, doesn't know from all you say the breira. Rashi says, the filu ain't the nifka also. Even if the barrel does not break, still it's also. For the Gemara, is that true? For loichayish Rabbi Yehuda lepkiyas noid, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid that the barrel will break? You want to say that's not the reasoning? I'll prove to you now that is the reasoning. That's Rabbi Yehuda's reason why he says it's no good here, because we're afraid maybe it's going to break, and then it's back to Kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid for a person to die, why should he be afraid maybe the barrel will break? So the more of a midrash tani sefer. Since we learned the sefer of this mishnah here, of this halacha of truma, that amru loy the Rabbi Meir, the chomim, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda, said back to Rabbi Meir that they had a question to Rabbi Meir. How could you, Rabbi Meir, say you're allowed to drink the wine right now? So Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, iya tomoida shem yiboka anoid. Like, aren't you afraid? Why aren't you afraid? Maybe the barrel will break. V'nimtza zeh shoyseh tfolu l'mafreya. As it'll come out right now, that you're going to drink tevel l'mafreya. That you're going to drink tevel. So that's what the Yehuda answered back to Rameya. How could you, Rameya, say you're allowed to drink the wine right now? Because you'll tell me now for sure, tomorrow, I'll separate the wine and tomorrow make truma. But right now, you didn't do it yet right now. So why aren't you afraid? Maybe the barrel will break and you won't be able to do it tomorrow. That's what the Yehuda said back to Rameya. The Yomalu, and what did Ramey answer back? Ramey answered back, look at Sheyaboka. In other words, don't tell me stories, maybe you'll break. If it'll break, then I'll talk about it. In other words, I'm not afraid it's going to break. That's what Ramey said back. I'm not afraid it's going to break. But Lechura, what did Rabbi Yehuda say back to Ramey? Rabbi Yehuda that argues and Ramey told him, why aren't you afraid maybe the barrel will break? So it's Mashma, that's the proof here, that what's the reasoning? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's no good? Because Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe the barrel will break. That's Al Kashem. If Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not afraid a person will die, an animal will die, why is Rabbi Yehuda afraid maybe the barrel will break? And the Gemara know. I'll tell you a hossam over there. Rabbi Yehuda de Kioma le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is only questioning, saying back to Rabbi Meir. No, he says like this. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yehuda, me myself. Lididi, according to me, myself, I have no question. Like, for sure it's no good. You know why? Lest le Breira. I don't hold from the whole Yisrael of Breira. Midiraisa, we pass the name Breira. I don't hold from Breira. I, even if you tell me now, like Yehuda says himself, on me myself, I'm also Moida. I'm not afraid the barrel will break. I don't hold for Shem Yomis. I'm not afraid the barrel will break. But you know why I say you can't drink the wine right now? Because right now you didn't make off that fresh truma. You say you do it tomorrow. I don't hold from that Svara Breira. Tomorrow when you do it, it'll be good. But today you didn't do it yet. I don't say who brought Dawla, my friend. I don't say what you do tomorrow helps right now. That's my svar. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rabbi Yehuda can't argue on Rameya, because I know Rameya Shita is, I do say Breira. So Rabbi Yehuda wants to argue on Rameya, he says like this to him. El Lidach, but according to you, Rabbi Meya, the Yesh Breira, I'll grant you that you hold Yesh Breira. So I can't argue on you, because you hold Yesh Breira. But still, Iyata Moida, aren't you, Rabbi Meya Moida, the Shem Yiboka Noid? And that's according to you, Rabbi Meir Shita, that all over Shas, you are afraid maybe a person will die. You are afraid maybe the animal will die. So why aren't you afraid here also? Maybe the barrel will die. Maybe the barrel will break. And if the barrel will break before you separate it, so you can't say Breira then. You never made a separation later to say that separation helps for now. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling back to Rabbi Meir. Not that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds he's afraid maybe he'll break. He himself is not afraid he'll break. Because he's not afraid Lamisa. But he himself says it's no good because he holds Zain Breira. He's just saying back to you, Reb Meir, that you hold Yesh Breira, but since I see all over Shas, you're afraid, Shemi Yomus, so why aren't you afraid here also? Maybe the barrel will break. And on Malay, Reb Meir said back, no, look at Shiboka. Well, look at Shiboka. That's when it breaks. Like I said, that's from before. Reb Meir holds, I'll watch the barrel very carefully. I'll give it over to a Shemer. I'll be very careful with the barrel. I'll make sure it doesn't break. So here, I'm not afraid it's going to break. And if I buy a person, you can't say I'm going to watch the person. You can't watch it from the Malachim Ovis. So there he's afraid maybe the person will die. Mashen can buy annoyed by the barrel. Here Rav Meir Shita is, look at Shibaka. I'm not afraid. When it breaks, then we'll talk. But calls the mind did not break, I'm not afraid it will break. So well, everything is okay then. Taka, there's no steer in Abaya that Rav Meir is the one that says Chashin Lamisa. That's what Ramea says by Yasa Sukkah, you can't make on top of an animal. We're afraid maybe he'll die. If the husband leaves, the wife can't eat truma. We're afraid maybe he's mace. That's what Abaya said, very good. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is lechashin lamisa. Therefore, you could use an animal for the walls of the Sukkah. Therefore, if the husband leaves, the wife is still allowed to eat truma. Why here does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't drink the wine right now? Not because of Shem Yibaka, because he doesn't know from Breira. And Ramea, he holds from Breira. Why isn't he afraid maybe the barrel will die? Let's say Shem Yomus. That's for Meir Svari here. You can give it over to a watchman. You make a shame, let somebody watch it, so you're not afraid they'll die or break. So therefore here, Meir is not choshen. Meir says he's allowed to drink the wine. For the Gemara now, is it true? That B'loi Chai Shem Yud Lamisa, is it true what you say now? That Rabbi Yehuda holds. We're not afraid maybe a person will die, maybe the animal will die. Is that true? For Yotanan, we learned the Masechta Yuma. First Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Cheres Maskinen Loi, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol. And we also make a scan. We appoint the second Kohen Gadol to be ready. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda says, we also have to make a second wife for the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because Shema Thomas Ishtoi, we're afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and then the Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah. The Pasuk says, Vechipa Bado Yevad Beisai, Beisai Zu Ishtoi, that was the Gemara's Drasha in Yuma, that a Kohen Gadol can only do the Avodah on Yom Kippur if he has a wife. So Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and we don't have the Kohen Gadol. So here's what Rabbi Yehuda says, prepare another wife before Yom Kippur. And that was the Gemara, the Yuma we had, the big Tanai, exactly how do you do it? Because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have two wives. So you have to make it tonight that the Kedushin, make the Kedushin before Yom Kippur, only should be Chal long if the first one dies. If the first one dies, then the second one's Kedushin is Chal. I got to tonight there with the get we had. So I call upon him, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're afraid maybe his wife will die. So what's the Sira? Here we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is, you're allowed to use animals for the wall. We're not afraid the animal will die. If the husband goes away, the wife is allowed to eat truma. We're not afraid the husband died. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying, Masechta Yuma, you have to prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol, that we are afraid maybe his wife will die. And the Gemara is no stira. But Yitma Allah, we learned on that din, Amar Rav Huna, Pared of Yeshua, Maila Osta B'Kapora. They made a special extra Maila, special Chumra, something extra special, the Gehati Yom Kippur. Drashi B'Kapora, B'Kaporas Yom Kippurim. About the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, also by Maila Zu. They made a special Alochim in Rabbanin. Even though Kol HaTerakulu, we're not afraid somebody will die, but here for the special kapara of Yom Kippur, we want to be extra special careful. Therefore the Rabbanan said here, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur, we are afraid maybe she'll die. Mer says now, Bein Laman Diyoma Shema Thomas, whether we're afraid maybe the animal will die. Bein Laman Diyoma Shema Tivruch, whether you're afraid maybe the animal will run away. Ave Mediraisa Mechitza Malhi, but Mediraisa Do Yetelimina, it is a good Mechitza. Of course, these are only swans in the Rabbanim, maybe the animal will die. But Midiraisa Vadav is a kosher sukkah. For Rabbanim knew the gozer, but Rabbanim made it there to say, you're not yoitza sukkah this way, you're not yoitza lechi this way, it's no good for pasib royas this way. Midirabbanim, they said, these mechitzas are no good. You can't use an animal for a mechitza. Even though Midiraisa is kosher, the Rabbanim could be machmer and say it's no good. Elamiyata have a kosher like this though. The Rabbi Meir titome mishum goylo. Rabbi Meir says the one halacha that he put an animal, the Rashi Shita on top of the coffin, it's used for the cover of the coffin, it doesn't have a shame mechitza, it's not a covering, it doesn't have a shame goylo. And poshti, this has to be midiraisa, because if midiraisa, like we want to say now, an animal could be a good mechitza, it's only midirabonin, so that midiraisa, when you put the animal on top of the coffin, or Tzoyse Shita, use the animal for the matzeva, midiraisa is a din Torah, it has tumma on it, and if you touch it, it becomes tamei. So how could the Rabbanan say, no, it's not called the Mechitza, take away the Tumah? The Rabbanan can't be Mekel on the Din Torah. If Midiraisa, that's called a good Mechitza, it's called a good Goylo, it is a covering for the urine, it has Tumah on it. So how could the Rabbanan say it's not Tumah? Like, what's Pran Rameya? Why does Rameya say if you put an animal on top of the coffin, it doesn't have a Tumah's Goylo? Why not? If Midiraisa, it is good, how could the Rabbanan say it doesn't have Tumah? It's Mishloi in my sukkah, the Rabbanan can say it's possible. The Rabbanan can be machmir and say, even though Midiraisa is a kosher sukkah, the Rabbanan said don't use it. They can be machmir. But how could the Rabbanan say there's no din tumma? That's the most kasha. For the Gemara. Ela meyat le rameya, titami mishum gelo. Allah matanan, how come we learned? We have Yehuda mitami mishum gelo. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is you put an animal on top of a coffin, on top of the mace, it has tumas gelo. That even though now it separates from the mace, you find the animal to cover by itself. On the floor, it has tumma. It's tumas oil, mamish like a mace. If you have Yehuda mitai, Yehuda says no, nothing doing. If you use an animal for the covering of the coffin, now you took the animal off the coffin and it's someplace else. It doesn't have tumas mace. The question is why not? Says mashrim midiraisa according to Rameya, it's not called a mechitza. Tumor says Elo Omer Rav Acha Rav Yaakov Kisav Rameya Meya Shite Nechtam is a svar midiraisa. Kisav Rav Meya Rameya holds kol mechitza. Shoimedes beruach, ain't a mechitza. Ain't a mechitza standing up because it has a neshama, it has ruach, it has wind inside it, and it's living, that's not called a mechitza. If you have to come on to ruach to keep it up, it's not called a mechitza. Rashi says, Rashi, right. And each of the army is something like this. Omer Rav Achor Rav Yaakov, Kisav Rav Meir, Kol Mechitza Shein Asuye B'Deyodam, Eina Mechitza. Any Mechitza is not made B'Deyodam, if a person didn't make it, that's not called a Mechitza. That's a Svar Mediraisim even. Like this now, the Psuk is Possum Mediraisim. And that's why it's not called a Gerlo, it's not called a Mechitza. Because you didn't make it, the animal is there. For the Gemara might be, what's the difference between these two Lashonis? Whether it has Ruach, if it has the wind holding it up, or whether it was made with the Yodam. And the Gemara, Ika Benayo de Yukma Benoy Tefuach. Let's say it took a flask that you blew it up, like a big balloon. You blew up a flask. So, and you're using that for the Mechitza. Or using that for the covering of the mace. Laman de Yama Mechitza, Medes Beruach and Mechitza. The man de Yama says, Remeyah Shitter is. A Mechitza that's held up by wind is no good. So, hooray, I met his bruach. Here's also what's no good. You can't use a balloon for a mechitza, because the balloon is held up by the air. You blew the air into it. It's the air that's holding up the balloon. So, therefore, it's also possible for a mechitza. Mashenke in Laman the Yama, Eno Asuib the Yodam. The one that says the reason why an animal is no good, because you did not make the mechitza. Over here, though, since you blew up the flask, is hooray, Asuib the Yodam. Here it is called Asuib the Yodam. So, therefore, according to this man the Yama,